Time now to welcome in Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon. We got him here with us. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, now, it's good to have you here, and I know you're up there. You got yourself a new offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. What's it like working with him?
You know, Norv is obviously very great at what he does, and so him coming in, you know, me being kind of the guy to be his next, next guy in line. I mean, he's developed some great quarterbacks. So for me, I'm excited. This offense is excited. We've got a lot of really good pieces in place at wide receiver and at tight end. And I think it's an exciting time. And we're moving full speed ahead. But I think, camp we had 16 great practices, and we look forward to building on it come training camp.
Brandon, new coordinator, as ED just said, new coach, new owner, new system. Still, it's your second season. Do you feel more comfortable than you did this time last year?
No question. That was my feelings leaving, OTAs and minicamps. I think this point where I was last year compared to this year, I think just the comfort level. I've seen stuff more than once, and I got my feet wet. So now I've got a feeling of what needs to be done to play on a weekly basis. That's not to say it'll ever be easy, but this is it's a tough league. But I think after a year like we had last year, it kind of motivated me to come back and be even stronger in year two.
Now, Norv Turner always tries to have a balanced offense. Every team wants to strive for that balanced offense. And you have a running back in Trent Richardson that he is going to possibly build everything around. What are you personally expecting? What are your expectations of Trent Richardson this season?
Well, I expect him to have, an even better year last year. Trent was playing with broken ribs for 8 weeks and still ran with the same mentality that he ran with when he was healthy. I mean, he's a tough guy, a guy you want in your backfield, a guy you love to hand the ball to as many times as you can because he makes your team better. Trent is he's a good teammate, but he's a heck of a football player. We need him to be healthy. We need him to be 100%. And, like I said, he's a guy that can make an offense a lot better. So I'm excited to have Trent back out there and come training camp. He'll be ready to go. Like I said, I didn't get to hand it to him much in OTA, so I look forward to having him back on the field.
Brandon, your tight end, Jordan Cameron, has been getting some attention as a guy who could have a breakout season. What have you seen from him so far in OTAs that leads you to believe that could be true?
Jordan is one of the most athletic, big guys I've ever been around in any sport. I mean, he's extremely talented. He's still learning the game, essentially. He's a basketball player that has all the athletic ability in the world and got great hands, great route runner. He creates mismatches. That's what I tell people. I mean, you put a corner, you put a safety on Jordan, it's a mismatch, and that's what we like to do offensively. So I'm excited for Jordan. He's going to be a great player for us. I think this offense fits him extremely well. Obviously, seeing what they did with Antonio Gates in San Diego, it's got to be exciting for him, and I know it's exciting for me to throw it to a guy like that because he's got big play capability, and I'm excited to see what kind of year he has.
Hey, Brandon, going into this time of the year, your second year, you spent a lot of time looking at stats, and when I was doing the research for this interview, I'm looking at it, and I found a weird stat. You led the league in batted down passes at the line of scrimmage. So I'm sure you guys saw that. What are you and Norv doing right now? What kind of crazy things are you doing to try and make certain that doesn't happen again?
You really can't work on it. It's something that if you think about it all the time, it'll probably create more problems. I think there's a lot of reasons they happen. Me padding the football, which I've talked about, is one thing that I worked on this offseason to get rid of, just a habit of, you pat the football before you release it. That just gives those guys an extra half second to jump up and maybe bat it down. It's just part of taking three-step drops under center as well. When you're under center, you're not very far from line of scrimmage, and you're trying to throw over guys that are 6'4", 6'5", and with long arms. I mean, it's just you got to throw it through the windows. Unfortunately it happened last year. Don't really know why, but, I'm going to do my part, whatever I got to do to throw around those guys to make it happen.